Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers, and this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man. I spell M-A-N.
Nice. Welcome back. I don't think Bo Diddley could have even wrapped his brain around what's going on with men and women at this point in history. Woo, I'm a man. I love it. Wow. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and you want to give me the latest on Trump with whatchamacallit?
Yeah, it's really interesting. The same day this all happens.
The case that you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the Manhattan District Attorney has been trying to subpoena his tax returns for a long time. And a federal judge in New York City, Trump was suing, saying, no, they can't have him. Mm-hmm. He threw his lawsuit out and said, no, they can have him.
Mm.
Well, right away, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals jumped on it and put the subpoena on hold, waiting an appeal now.
Interesting.
I mean, like immediately.
Hmm.
So it's like almost like the judge in the Second Circuit Court is saying, sorry, that judge over there in New York is playing too many political games here.
Yeah. Ooh.
That doesn't happen that fast.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to mention the NASA announced its first all-female spacewalk after the previous one was canceled because they couldn't find the spacesuits small enough to fit the women. As a woman, can I just say, I don't give a rat's patootie whether or not anyone that goes into NASA, into the space program, is male or female. I could care less whether they have ovaries, whether they actually possess them or not. And I don't think most of America cares whether or not they have ovaries. Who cares? Why is this such a thing to these feminists?
Yeah, I don't know, but the way they manipulate it. Okay, first of all, the big article says NASA announces the first all-female spacewalk. Like, and I'm visualizing 32 women in spacesuits, you know? All females. It's two women.
I know.
It's
two.
All-female.
I just want to know, are because they have ovaries, does that mean that they're going to see something different? They're going to do the mission differently? Are they handing us something different? Or is just have to do with this political statement, really? Because it really does come down to the political statement made by NASA. This is just getting to the point of nauseam. I I don't understand it.
If these women were smart, they'd really be upset about the fact that they're on the space station without a suit that'll fit them. Whoa. Well, what if there's an emergency?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know why these are the kinds of things that we seem to be in a fight for. If you want to fight against violent persecution and you live in a Middle East country, okay, I can understand the fight. But just think about this for a moment. Women are fighting for this. They're fighting for this. Like this is a huge win. Do you know how stupid this makes women look? This is a huge win for women, mankind. And I say that as a joke. Yes, women, mankind. Womankind. Because it is. This is the kind of stuff we're fighting for. So two women, I hope the headline says, two persons with ovaries in new NASA program. Because, or do the spacewalk. Because this is how ridiculous this is getting. It would be the same if they said it was an all-black spacewalk.
Yeah.
Two people that are black or dark skinned get to do a spacewalk. Are they going to do it differently? What are they going to lend to it that their skin color is promising us this huge revolutionary change? That's what I'm saying. How are these two women going to present some revolutionary change for all of mankind? How? But it has nothing to do with anything.
We're constantly being beaten up that we shouldn't be racist, we shouldn't be misogynist,
sexist, yes.
We shouldn't be sexist, and yet everything they say and do has one of those components in it.
I know. And then they're cheering it loudly after condemning the nation for doing it.
Yep.
They're the ones cheering it. And then these two women are like, we are the first two women to ever have the spacewalk all to ourselves. Well, if you think everyone out there is a sexist, why do you keep promoting sexism?
Exactly.
I don't get it. I think it's the strangest thing I've ever seen. But we keep thinking that we've reached some large milestone in a medium-sized suit. That's the joke of it. This is a large milestone for women. This isn't a milestone at all.
At all.
This is just saying two women are going up, and they'll probably report the exact same thing two men would have, and then they come back, and then they can say, we did this, and we fought for it. And it was some kind of victory on top of a mountain that we fought for this. There is no mountain for this, trust me.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to pray that while they're out there, they don't need a man for anything.
How dare they? They won't even ask. Trust me. They'd rather perish in space as two lone women. I'm just tired of the whole. I'm tired of the nation, you're sexist, and now we're going to promote ourselves into our sexist mission. Because if you weren't sexist, you would say it doesn't matter if we're a group of men and women or a group of women or a group of men. By saying that this is your newest statement, you're saying that men are not allowed. Who's being sexist?
Yeah.
They are. They're That's being right. sexist and then condemning all of you for being sexist. Don't you love that kind of hypocrisy coming from this group? Man, oh, man.
Amazing.
Man, oh, man. Talk about hypocrisy. South Park's episode on censorship in China was scrubbed by censorship in China. I can't make that up. This is how funny it's getting. The episode talked about them being censored in China. So what does China do? Censors them from the episode ever going over there. Not like anyone's missing out if they haven't seen South Park. It's a ridiculous show. But you know what, though? It's the hypocrisy that lives on and on and on. So I just had to mention that because I get really, really, I'm kind of done with these women who think and have convinced all of these other women in their pink vagina hats that they are marching on and fighting for something relevant when they're certainly not. And as a woman, I can say this. And I think you guys are afraid to say this. I think there's a lot of men out there that are even afraid to bring it up.
Really?
They truly are. Do you know, I had the door opened for me today walking into another convenience store. It seems that I habit these all the time. Mm-hmm. And he opened the door for me and he said, well, isn't it my lucky day? And I thought, how cute are you? Like, what a nice guy. I don't want to throw all of our nice guys under a truck somewhere and say to them, please stop being men. But it's women like this that make men want to shut up and never say anything. And I don't want to lose the voice of men. I really don't. And I want the voice of women and the voice of men out there. But these women, I think, make kind of a bad name for women everywhere. I really do. I don't see what they're doing out there in the world that's so important.
Yeah. I remember the first time I had a woman turn to me and say, I don't need you to open the door for me.
What kind of woman would do that?
That's exactly what
I thought. The kind that don't get whistled at the construction
apparently.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Houston, we have a problem.
We have a really big problem.
Somehow a large, ugly spider has made its way onto the spacecraft.
And no one's going to be there to kill it. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. I told my husband once, I said, of course there's reasons I'm married to you. You kill all the spiders. I can't do it. I tease him about that. But man, you know, husbands honor your wives and wives honor your husbands. It just doesn't get easier than that. These women kind of miss the mark a little bit, not a little bit, a lot, and it's pathetic. But, you know, it's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. It just drives me insane, this kind of stuff. So I wanted to mention that. And I can't wait to ask Alison Armstrong about that on Wednesday, because she's such a great proponent of that very thing. Husbands honor your wives and wives honor your husbands. And then guess what? Guess what? Everybody wins. Everybody wins, and everybody has a place at the table, and everybody's life is that much sweeter because of each other. Not this, we are women, hear us roar, get out of the way. And by get out of the way, we mean, can we annihilate you? That is not my message as a woman. And I think many of you women out there, it's not your message either. But these women seem to be co-opting it. And, and throwing it out there that they stand for womanhood. And this is on the heels of talking about John Wayne in the last hour, and they want his at USC, in the Daily Trojan, no less, their school newspaper, they want to get rid of John Wayne. And because, you know, he speaks of white supremacy. Do you notice how they dare didn't say masculinity, but that's exactly what they mean? They have to couch it in terms of white supremacy.
Well, it's one and the same to them.
Yes, yes. It's all of our supremacy, men's supremacy, white supremacy. It doesn't even matter because it's all white male supremacy, right?
That's right.
Right. No, it's women's supremacy. If you really want to talk about hypocrisy, it's these women that come out with, we are supreme, you are nothing, and they're touting their own by trying to jump on that little bandwagon. So anyway.
What a shame.
Makes me very upset. I love Trump's tweet, and I love that he is dangling this kind of sarcasm and fun, and the left can't deal with it.
Not at all.
As he cited his great and unmatched wisdom. That was so awesome. Wasn't that great?
Yes, it was.
And of course, the left becomes unhinged. It's a dictator. No, it's somebody trying to poke some fun. Gosh, get a sense of humor. These people have zero sense of humor. What happened to them? Anyway. The people that are taking that seriously. There was an article, by the way, U.S. Marine Reserve units activated for emergency within the United States that'll come with little warning, which was kind of interesting. That's coming to us from Natural News. But I just, you know, I've heard this headline before. That's why I didn't just kind of jump when I read it. I've heard this before. A lot of people have been saying things like this, but I just... You know, that's always there, and it's always in the back of our minds, but not necessarily going to be something that is, you know, speaking of truth tomorrow, that it's going to happen tomorrow. This has been the case, and really, honestly, been the case that we'd have emergency within the United States, which will come with little warning for a very long time, and will always be. And reserve units activated for that. See, I don't like fear mongering on either side of the aisle, and this seems to be kind of on the right side a little bit. But I still want to say that this is always the case. This is not unique.
Is it? I want to get back to the days when, it used to be when I was young. That anything that was going to happen that was bad gave us about 3 months' notice.
The good old days.
Don't you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I totally remember that. Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny that we have it on both sides, but we don't like to recognize that. And that's why I like to poke at both sides of the aisle, because we do have a little on both sides, and you have to recognize that a little bit. But you know, and also take it with a grain of salt. Yes, of course that can happen. Of course. Nobody's saying it couldn't, but That's how it always is, and that's what we're always geared to do here. So anyway, yes, and the government, in through executive orders, does have a lot of control that they can throw out there. Also, I just wanted to mention hundreds of young adults that have received transgender medication, surgeries, things like that, are wanting to revert back to their other, to their old sex, their actual sex. Yeah, I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.